now we have something special.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oliver Hardy speaking. I'm taking this opportunity of thanking you and the countless friends in the British Isles for the wonderfully wholehearted reception you have given me on my first visit to your beautiful country. Words cannot describe my feelings of
fantastic.
Never before have I been received. Never before have I been. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I think my friend Mr. Laurel wishes to speak to me. What's on your mind?
What about mentioning me in the speech?
Don't worry, I'll get to you in just a few minutes.
In a few minutes?
Certainly.
Well, the record will be over in a few minutes, then you won't be able
to... Listen, why don't you do something to help me?
Well, what can I do?
Here's a hard-boiled egg. Eat that and just relax.
Thank you, Ollie.
Now, let's see where I was. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is Oliver Hardy speaking. I'm taking this opportunity of thanking you and the countless friends in the British Isles for the wonderfully wholehearted reception you have given me on my first visit to your beautiful country.
Ollie.
What?
Speak up.
What for?
I can't hear you.
Well, if you'll get that egg down, you'll be able to hear me much better.
I just did get the egg down.
What'd you do with the eggshell?
What eggshell?
Don't tell me you've eaten the egg with the shell on it.
Well, I didn't know. You didn't tell me anything of that. You don't happen to have another one, do you?
No, I haven't.
Have you got any nuts?
No, I haven't got any nuts.
Well, what'd you do with those we brought in New York?
Oh, I left them in my wardrobe trunk.
Where is your trunk? Maybe we could go get them.
Oh, that reminds me. Where is my trunk? I haven't seen it for several days.
Have you felt in all your pockets?
No, that's a good idea. I'll take a look. What do you mean, have I felt in all my pockets? Will you please stop annoying me while I make this speech?
No, I'm not annoying you. I'm not doing
now,
anything.
Now, keep quiet.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop wiggling your tie.
What do you mean, stop wiggling my tie?
Well, every time you get fancy, you start wiggling your tie, and it looks silly.
If you interrupt me again, I'll wiggle you. What are you crying for?
I don't want to be wiggled.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I wish to speak to my friend privately. What are you trying to do? Spoil my speech?
No, that's impossible.
You bet your life it's impossible.
That's the first time you've agreed with me, Ollie.
Oh, you're getting sarcastic, huh?
No, I'm not.
Well, just for that, you make a speech.
I don't want to make a speech.
Oh, yes, you will make a speech.
I don't know anything about it.
Go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
With your hat off.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Pardon. Ladies and gentlemen, with your hat off.
Oh, you don't say that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, without your hat off.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never know how happy we are to be here with you tonight in Chicago, America.
Oh.
It's the first...
We're in London, you fool. London.
Well, I didn't know. I've been traveling to so many places, I wasn't quite sure just where we were.
Well, go ahead. It won't make any difference anyway.
So this is London, eh?
Yes, London.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm
so... You said that once.
All right. I'm so happy to be here with you tonight in London, Scotland.
No,
I love...
That's done it. No more speeches.
What do you mean, no more speeches? We've got to do something.
All right. Maybe I can sing a little song.
That's a good idea. Oh, say, that reminds me.
What?
I wish I brought my piano with me from America.
You don't have to bring a piano all the way from America. There's plenty here.
I know, but I wish I'd brought mine.
Now, why in your wildest dreams do you wish you'd brought your piano with you?
Well, you won't be mad at me if I tell you, will you?
Oh, no. You know I couldn't really get mad with you.
No, I'd rather not tell you. I'd rather...
Oh,
no, I'd rather...
Come on, now. Why do you wish that you'd brought your piano with you?
Well, I left our return tickets lying on top of it, and I couldn't...
Will you shut up? You've done enough damage.
What damage?
You left our tickets behind in America, now we've got to swim back.
How far is it?
Oh, it's only 3,000 miles.
Well, that's not bad. It's only 1,500 miles each.
You wait till I introduce the orchestra, and I'll take care of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we leave behind a musical memory, a dance version of our theme song, which we hope you will enjoy. The Dance of the Cuckoos.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, there they are. Laurel and Hardy, and here they are, Dan Kamen and David Newell, who are both associated with the Hollywood Theater, and both huge fans of those two. Boy, this brings back memories of hearing these as a kid. I loved watching these. So let's talk a little bit about your love. I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Larry.
We'll jump in. Speedy delivery.
Good morning, David. David, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Thank you.
Yes.
We used to watch these on television every week. They used to be on television, you know, but they aren't anymore, and that's why we're here today.
Occasionally they're on, but not as a rule, not every day, every day, every day. I watched them on locally here on Channel 2. Remember Hank Stoll?
Yes.
And he showed them. He showed the Laurel and Hardy films. So here we are.
Because he's not here. And somebody has to tell them.
That's right, Stanley.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I think maybe your audience still doesn't that familiar with Laurel and Hardy, so we should maybe tell them a little bit more about it. They were a famous comedy team.
We should ask them to raise their hands, those of your listeners.
Unless you're driving.
Yes, don't raise your hands if you're driving, at least not both of them, if you haven't seen Laurel and Hardy. We think many people haven't, and that's why David and I have arranged. Well, tell them, David.
Well,
you tell them.
We've arranged for the Hollywood Theater in Dormont tomorrow at 3 o'clock to show three of their silent films. Now, you've heard them speaking on a little audio tape here, but tomorrow they'll be silent. They started silent before sound, right, Stanley?
Well, I don't know.
Tell us about the days before talkies, Dan.
Well, you know, in those days it was very, very difficult. In fact, I remember the days before electricity, we had to watch television by candlelight. It was very difficult, and sometimes the candle would burn down and we'd miss our favorite shows.
Yes, we used to broadcast on steam. It was difficult.
Yes. I remember those days, too. But the program, you played a lot of hot music, I remember, hot jazz.
So these guys were just, and still are, legendary.
They are legendary. And they, you know, they survived. And Dan, and you were quoted in the press release that they sent out about this, about them still being very contemporary. Don't you feel that way?
Well, you know, some jokes get old, you know, as I'm told quite often when I tell jokes. But like the one I told about television. But Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy were a comedy team, and people have been watching their films around the world since they started making silent films in the days before movies had soundtracks on them. Of course, there was sound on them because silent movies, as you know, Larry, were never silent. They were always accompanied by people playing music in the theater live. And that's, we're bringing back those days because we're bringing a live musician, a famous accompanist of silent movies. His name is Mr. Jay Spencer, and he's coming to us from the Canton Palace Theater, a movie palace in Canton, Ohio, to Pittsburgh to do it at the Hollywood Movie Theater, which was originally a neighborhood movie theater in Dormont. It still is, but it started in 1924 in the silent days. So we'll have silent movies with music. And we're very pleased to be bringing back Laurel and Hardy.
Well, that's going to be very exciting. And there's a little premise. There is a proposition that's going to be geared to you if you go tomorrow. And you have a chance to go for free. All you need to do is
not what? Laugh. That is the challenge. If you come to the theater and you do not laugh at all, correct?
Yes. If you can get through these movies, it's a comedy matinee at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and anybody who can sit through these movies without laughing at least once loud gets what do they get, David?
A refund of their admission price, which is not very much to begin with, but and a free box of popcorn.
Their jumbo sized popcorn.
The huge popcorn, all for not laughing. Why don't we try that together? I'll let you pick. I have a little mini audio film called Shine on Harvest Moon or Trail of the Lonesome Pine, Which would you recommend?
Well, they're both songs that they sing. These aren't comedy routines. There's Oliver and Stan, but especially Oliver, who was the big one. People sometimes don't know who was who. Stan was the thin one, and Oliver was the heavy one. And he had a beautiful voice. Listen.
Shine on, shine on, harvest moon.
That just makes me want to laugh in and of itself.
Well, there you go. No popcorn for you.
This is Stan?
This is Ollie.
Oh, Ollie. Wow.
Snow time, tay no time to stay. Shine on, shine on.
He used to sing with the minstrel.
So, tomorrow, what's nice is these films, because they're silent and because there's music in the background, kids and adults can enjoy them together. You can interpret them. You can sort of move about with the motions that you see. And it is comedy that knows no generational boundaries.
Well, of course, you know, one of the things is that we can't really show what's happening tomorrow. This is the kind of music that was played, but not during their silent movies. It was during their sound movies. What we can't really show on the radio to your listeners, to everyone listening, is that these comedies are all like cartoons. They're things that happen. And Laurel and Hardy, you can hear in the little clip when they're talking to their fans when they visited London, everything goes wrong for them. They're like little brothers and sisters, or you know, siblings who fight with each other, and terrible. I mean, in one film, for example, they are selling Christmas trees door to door, and somebody doesn't like somebody closes the door on their tree, and they can't pull it out. And by the end of the film, he has destroyed their car, and they have destroyed his house.
That's one of the films you're going to be showing is the film called The Christmas Tree, right?
That's called Big Business.
Oh, Big Business.
It's one of their most famous films because everything happened wrong, and they fall all the time. And, you know, it's Oliver, who was heavy, was an amazing acrobat. And one of the films, they're escaped prisoners, and they end up on top of a skyscraper just with the girders, you know, not the building isn't finished. And it's thrilling, and it's funny, and that's why we feel safe in predicting that no one, not even your most serious listener, Larry, no one will make it through these showings without laughing.
And you know what your audience could do, since you have a huge audience of young people watching, right, or listening. They could go to their computers and put in Laurel and Hardy, and they can get a glimpse of Laurel and Hardy, because I'm sure there's a picture.
You could try, try building up your resistance to laughter early by sampling some.
Well, don't tell them that. Then we'll have to pay them. We don't want to do that.
But if parents are listening, or whoever is listening, Hollywood Theater's in Dormont, Pennsylvania, and I know you have people around the radius of Pittsburgh. It's in Dormont, and it starts at 3:00, and we hope people bring their families. And we want to introduce younger generations to Laurel and Hardy, as well as supporting the theater. That's what we want to do.
Now, the other film, one of them, is You're Darn Tootin'. What's the storyline of that?
This is so amazing to me. This is one of my, I pick these films because they're some of my favorites. Believe it or not, this is a silent movie where they play street musicians. First, they're in a band, and they do everything wrong, and they get fired. And so they try to make money by playing their music on the street. And by the end of this movie, I don't want to tell what happens by the end of the movie, but you
it's
can
just a lot of fun.
A lot of things. A lot of Oliver's. I'll just say this one thing: Oliver plays a kind of a small tuba. I think it's a euphonium or something like that. It's flattened by a steamroller, and that puts a crimp in their musical career. But by the end of the movie, everybody on the street is kicking each other in the shins and punching each other in the stomach and hopping up and down. And it is one of the funniest films I've ever seen.
And then Liberty is the other?
Liberty is the one where they're escaped convicts who try trying to escape from the police. They end up on the top of a building where you can really see they're really on top. It's like being on top of the U.S. Steel building, if you can imagine. It's not finished yet, and it's very scary. So some of your people won't laugh at that, but the rest of it we hope they will laugh at because we don't want to give them the free popcorn.
You have to withhold laughter for all three films and the intermissions. This is You Must Be Stoic throughout the entire afternoon.
And there will be some rules we'll say at the beginning. For example, you can't watch it with your eyes squeezed shut. That's not fair. That would be cheating. Plus, at the end of the, I will introduce the program and tell the rules, and then David and I, Mr. McFeely and I, will sit down, and people will be very curious about who these people were, and we'll talk about them and answer any questions, and Mr. McFeely will sign pictures of himself as
Mr. McFeely. But I'll look a little different tomorrow because I won't have my McFeely costume on.
Well, it's Sunday, for goodness sake. There's no mail on Sunday. No,
that's so true. You're right. That's why
it's McFeely's day off.
Yeah.
But just a little bit about the neighborhood. Your listeners may want to know that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is now on Netflix. And you can go to Netflix and see a lot of the programs that a lot of people grew up with, or some people who haven't grown up with it can watch it.
That's good to know. I was just watching The Neighborhood last Sunday. I was on television, and I liked it that way.
On Channel 13,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
It's still there on the weekends, and it's also on Amazon.com. People can get it there. So and
if your parents don't get it, Netflix, or let you watch that, tell them you're not going to eat until they do.
Dan Kamen is the voice you just heard, and David Newell, and we're talking about the Hollywood Theater, and it's a special benefit tomorrow at 3 o'clock, showing three lovely silence of Laurel and Hardy.
And they're short. They're not a long. They're about 20 minutes each, wouldn't you say, each little film? So it's not something you have to sit through one long film. There are three short films.
There's time to get popcorn unless you're too cheap and you're trying not to laugh because you're too cheap to do, and you're just being sourpuss, and that's okay. We like sourpusses too.
Yes, if they don't laugh.
Yes.
Or no, or if they do laugh.
Well, we'll see if they can not laugh. It's going to be a challenge. That's why we're calling it the Laugh Challenge.
And in a way, we are kidding. I hope your audience knows that.
Oh,
right?
I think they do. I think they do. But you might have to give out a little bit of popcorn for the...
We're not kidding about that. Anybody who doesn't laugh gets their ticket refunded plus a giant bag of popcorn, which we hope they don't choke on because they're such a sourpuss that they, who knows if what else they will get stuck in their throat.
Yes.
Because a laugh can get stuck in your throat very easily, as you know, Larry.
They can. And it sounds to me like it's a gigantic bag of popcorn.
It is. Well, it's the large size. It's the largest size that the Hollywood Theater provides because they're cheap too.
It's kettle corn, so it's like a kettle drum sized of popcorn.
No, it comes out of the popper. The popper. Oh, that they have
fresh popcorn.
Fresh popcorn.
Wait, so I thought poppers were running the theater because of its low budget.
Well, if too many people ask for their money back, they will be poppers.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. That's a good kernel of wisdom from you. I appreciate that. We're getting corny.
Oh no!
He's, oh boy! Oh, my. Is he gonna stop now?
I'll stop in a jiffy. let's just get an update. Dan, what have you been up to lately? You may not know this, but Dan has been all over the world as just a gifted actor and coach and mime and man of movement.
Mostly I do shows, and I just got back from China, where I did shows in a part of China city called Macau. I did a show with the symphony called The Lost Elephant. It's one of the shows I do with symphony orchestras, turning symphony orchestras into comedy shows for children.
That's a noble art to be in, and a great thing. I'll never forget I was driving. I think I told you, Dad, I was driving through, it was somewhere in the South. I think it was North Carolina, and I'm listening to public radio, and they're promoting Dan Kamen is going to be there and doing a symphony show.
I hope I didn't miss it.
That was locally they were promoting.
Yeah, they were promoting it as I was far from Pittsburgh. And hearing Dan is just known all over, and his work coaching Robert Downey Jr. and Chaplin, and just so much work that you've done.
Well, I've been very lucky because I get to make people laugh, and sometimes without talking, like Laurel and Hardy did. But I live here in Pittsburgh, and I do many, many shows in the public schools, which I love to do as well.
And what have you been up to, Dave?
Oh, I'm still delivering as Mr. McFeely. The cuckoo song, that's appropriate, isn't it? as I said, it's on Mr. Rogers' Neighbors on Netflix. But you know, our company, the Fred Rogers Company, has a new program now called Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. And I bet your listeners have heard of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
And that, Larry, is now, that particular program is in 25 countries.
Wow.
Around the world. It's animated, the same characters.
Part of that?
There's an animated version of him in Daniel Tiger.
Really?
Yes.
Do you make the voice?
I don't do the voice because that program is actually produced in Canada, in Toronto. And that's where the animation is done.
Well, you could speak with a Canadian accent.
I could, but...
A boot. You have to say a boot.
Oh, that's right. Explain what that means to the audience.
Well, one of the things about people in Canada is when they say about, they pronounce it a boot. I have a friend who's Canadian, who's married to a good friend of mine, and she says, let's talk about that.
Boot and schedule, and Bob's your uncle is the big
Bob's
Canadian expression. There's some very happy people who are having birthdays.
Oh, good.
And their birthdays are really going to be special because they'll have David Newell and also Dan Kamen to help sing happy birthday.
And Mr. McFeely, too.
And Mr. McFeely, because the schedule calls for us to do that at this time. But then we'll recap the movie in a second.
Okay.
So we've got Dan, we've got David, we have Mr. McFeely, whose first name probably is...
Is David.
Is David as
David
well.
David McFeely.
David
yes.
McFeely.
And when we come back, I'll tell you how the McFeely name came about, too. Okay?
Excellent. So I'll mention the birthdays today. Alexandra is celebrating. She's in Gibsonia. Jade is in Hazelwood. Happy birthday, Jade, from your mom. Abby of Squirrel Hill celebrates. And Anne of Chippewa. And Bill from Candace tomorrow. On movie day at the Hollywood Theater at 3 o'clock for the films we've been talking about from Laurel and Hardy. Devin celebrates. Devin is in Tewickley. Scott and Paul, twins, celebrate on the 10th. Joyce, her birthday is also on the 10th. Ken of Mars, also on the 11th. Both Mike and Anthony, father and son, born 30 years apart, almost to the minute, celebrate on the 11th. On the 12th, Isabella of Sheridan, Callie of Weirton, Helena from your family, also on the 12th, we have Mary Louisa of Evans City, Ed of Cranberry, Rosalie of Oakland, Mary from son Bob, wife Betty, your grandkids, the whole family, and Lynn from Jenny. On the 13th, we have Will of Butler, Alicia of McCandless, Alex of Edgewood, another set of twins, Avon and Leora. Happy birthday to you in Lexington, Kentucky, from Gladriel and Adam and Arliana, Abigail, Elsa, Isabella, and us, and David, and Mr. McFeely, and Dan. Lots of birthdays.
Now, is the father and son... on the father and son were born on the same day. Doesn't that make them brothers?
It could be. That's a riddle. It could be. They're twins 30 years removed.
Now, how do you know? Do your listeners send in the names of their dates?
We get names and dates. We keep them on file, and we announce them the Saturday of or before their birth, which is why now we have January 14th birthdays. Alondra of the South Side, Lillian of Upper St. Clair, Kiara from Mike, Amy, and John. Jane's birthday is the 14th, an export. And then we have birthdays on Friday the 15th coming up as well. And then next week we'll begin again with Saturday birthdays.
Goodness.
But on the 15th, just a few here. Sam of Point Breeze, Phyllis from Brenda and grandson Garcia, James from Rita, Lynn from husband David, Noah from mom and dad in Elwood City, Kristen from Andy, Richard of Jefferson Borough from Judy and Peter, Julia Angotti, Conrad of Pittsburgh from mom, dad, and Laura, Carson of Youngstown from mom, dad, Casey, and Madeline, and Julian of McDonald from mommy and daddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to the whole lot of you.
Everybody.
And speedy delivery.
Happy birthday
to
you.
And I'd like to say happy birthday to everyone, too.
Thank you, Stanley.
And, you know,
welcome, Mr. McFeely.
If the birthday submitters include an address, an old-fashioned address, we have a uniformed employee of the United States government hand-delivers a birthday card to their door.
Now, isn't that nice of him?
It's very nice.
Well, that's good. That takes the problem off us to deliver them ourselves, because we do have the representative of the U.S. Postal Service with us sitting here, Mr. McFeely, otherwise known as
Mr. McFeely's Speedy Delivery. Actually, it's the neighborhood postal delivery.
Yes. Stick around, guys, for just a second.
We will. We will.
And we'll recap the Hollywood Theater tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Some stations leave us now. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. I wanted to hold on to Dan Kamen and David Newell as we talk one last little time about, not the last time ever in our lives, but this morning,
well,
about Laurel and Hardy, who, the great...
comedy team.
The great team. You know, people think of Abbott and Costello before Abbott and Costello, right? You had Laurel and Hardy.
They started their careers in the early 20s, right?
The teens. They were both making movies. You know, they made together... Separately and together, they made over almost 400 films.
Wow!
People don't know most of them, and that's why we want to introduce, especially children who have never seen them, because they're so funny, and it's like meeting long lost friends, like watching Mister Rogers. They're everyone is so nice and so interesting, except they have more accidents than the people on Mister
yes.
Rogers.
but Laurel and Hardy, if your audience wants to, they could go and look them up on the computer.
YouTube. YouTube. They're all over YouTube.
Yes, you get little clips from there, too. But, you know, all the birthdays that you just read in the last segment, it would be a great birthday party if they all came to the Hollywood Theater tomorrow.
Well, there'd be too many of them. There'd be too many.
Well, there's always room.
Oh, there's always room. We have seats for 300 people, I think.
I don't know if I'd want to look at all those pointy hats, though. It would be frightening.
Birthday hats, yes. But they're little people, so it's okay. And you're a very tall man.
This is true, and perhaps they could use it to hold their popcorn in, and it would save the theater some money on bags.
So that's, but if they don't laugh, then that's our challenge. Right. I don't think that maybe your newer audience right this morning who tuned in knows that at the Hollywood Theater tomorrow at 3 o'clock in Dormont, Pennsylvania, there'll be a laugh challenge. We're showing these Laurel and Hardy movies, which are very funny, we think. But if people don't laugh, those people who don't laugh get a refund of their money and a big bag of popcorn.
The biggest possible. Now, part of it is, of course, you have to be monitored during the film. So I expect
Dan
will
that.
Shine a bright light in your face probably. Actually, something tells me if Dan's monitoring you, the chances of your not laughing are going to decrease significantly.
Yes, he'll be pretty slim.
He has ways of making you laugh.
And yes, that's what he'll do. He'll do some funny face or a trick or make 50 cents disappear, which he does quite often. He's a magician, too.
Well, he's good at making money disappear. He's an actor.
Well.
Or not appear.
Yeah, not appear. So, do you know, did you hear about the musician that won the lottery, won the Powerball? And somebody said, what are you going to do? And he says, I'm going to keep gigging until the money runs out.
Gigging means...
playing out. Yes, I'm going to just keep playing until I
run
out of money.
You mean the Powerball has been drawn?
No.
Okay, because that's what's happening.
I know.
It's very, very high now. It's almost, it's past half a...
It's, I think, 700 or 800
million.
A million.
And that's what your chances are, too, I think, to one.
If even.
Better investment will be the Laugh Challenge.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a wonderful
better return
segue.
Return on what, your investment.
What a wonderful segue.
Well, Larry, I want to thank you. You know, I keep imitating Stan Laurel.
I know, I like it, though.
Everybody imitates. Everybody used to imitate him all the time when we would watch him. And, you know, but so Larry, on behalf of Mr. McFeely and myself, we would like to thank you for having us on, and we hope to see you tomorrow at the Hollywood Theater. And on behalf of both of us, we'd like to thank you from the bottom of our heart.
You're saying one heart shared between the two of you.
Well, you know, Laurel and, you know, their motto of the Laurel and Hardy fan club was two minds without a single thought. which is a joke on a common expression.
Do we have a quick second to tell you about the Laurel and Hardy fan club? It's an international fan club, and it's called a tent. And the Pittsburgh tent is Swiss Miss. And you can join the Laurel and Hardy fan club on tomorrow on Sunday, too, if you like. And they're called Sons of the Desert, after one of their movies. So there is really a Laurel and Hardy fan club. So your listeners, their assignment is to go to their computers and see if they can learn a little bit about Laurel and Hardy. And we hope then that they'll show up tomorrow at the Hollywood Theater, especially all the birthday people.
And when a writer named John McCabe wanted to start the Laurel and Hardy fan club, you know, that was a joke that your listeners might not have gotten. Two minds without a single thought is a joke on, because there was an expression, two minds with but a single thought.
Yeah.
In other words, people who agree.
Right.
And Laurel said, let's use our motto and put it in Latin. Two minds without a single thought, because their comedy was based on their being so silly and so dumb, like the movie Dumb and Dumber a few years ago. And they were the ultimate dumb people, but so funny.
Only on screen, though. They were very bright men.
Very smart.
Oh, yes. Like a lot of comics and comedians, you have to be pretty bright to make people laugh.
You're absolutely right. That's very – I think you're – audience, that's a lesson right there. That's a lesson, I think, in human nature.
Well, I hope you'll get a chance and you'll enjoy seeing David Newell, Mr. McFeely. Tomorrow, you can get an autographed picture. Dan Kamen is there, who is fun to see and to watch and to listen to. The movies begin at 3:00 at the Dormont Theater. And thanks to both of you for being here.
One quick thing.
Yes.
If they go to their computers and they learn about Laurel and Hardy, come with questions.
Yes.
Come with questions.
We love to talk about Laurel and Hardy, as you can tell.
Yes.
Yes, we do. And we hope that if they have questions, that's what we hope we'd like to answer them. So research them. Come to the Hollywood Theater and ask us questions.
Yes, these are the Hardy Boys. The Laurel and Hardy Boys, right?
That's
here.
Right.
Anyone who doesn't laugh, they'll earn their laurels, and we'll give them a hearty handshake.
Thanks for being here with us.
Speedy delivery, Dan.
Goodbye, Larry.
It's the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up, a grab bag of puzzles to play together.